If this defendant is released on bail, Your Honor, we'll never see him again. It's that simple. Childers sat down.
Mr. Wilbanks, His Honor said.
Lucian stood slowly and waved a hand at Childers.
As usual, the prosecutor is confused, he began pleasantly. Gerald Paget is not charged with these crimes. I don't represent him and really don't give a damn what happened to him.
What's your language? Lupus said.
He's not on trial here. This is about Danny Paget, a young man with no criminal record whatsoever.
Does your client own real estate in this county? Lupus asked.
No, he does not. He's only 24.
Let's get to the bottom line, Mr. Wilbanks. I know his family owns considerable acreage. The only way I'll grant bail is if it's all pledged to secure his appearance for trial.
That's outrageous, Lucian growled.
So are his alleged crimes.
Lucian flung his legal pad onto the table.
Give me a minute to consult with the family.
This caused quite a stir among the Pagets. They huddled behind the defense table with Wilbanks, and there was disagreement from the very start. It was almost funny watching these very wealthy crooks shake their heads and get mad at each other. Family fights are quick and bitter, especially when money is at stake, and every Paget present seemed to have a different opinion about which course to take. One could only imagine what it was like when they were dividing their loot. Lucian sensed that an agreement was unlikely, and to avoid embarrassment, he turned and addressed the court.
That's impossible, Your Honor, he announced. The Paget land is owned by at least 40 people, most of them absent from this courtroom. What the court is requiring is arbitrary and overly burdensome.
I'll give you a few days to put it together,
Lupus said, obviously enjoying the discomfort he was causing.
No, sir, it's just not fair. My client is entitled to a reasonable bail, same as any other defendant.
Then bail is denied until the preliminary hearing.
We waive the preliminary.
As you wish, Lupus said, taking notes.
And we request that the case be presented to the grand jury as soon as possible.
In due course, Mr. Wilbanks, same as all other cases.
Because we will move for a change of venue as soon as possible.
Lucian said this boldly, as if an important proclamation was needed.
It's a bit early for that, don't you think? Lupus said.
It will be impossible for my client to get a fair trial in this county.
Wilbanks was gazing around the courtroom as he continued, almost ignoring the judge, who for the moment seemed curious.
An effort is already underway to indict, try, and convict my client before he has a chance to defend himself, and I think the court should intervene immediately with a gag order.
Lucian Wilbanks was the only one who needed gagging.
Where are you going with this, Mr. Wilbanks?
Lupus asked.
Have you seen the local paper, Your Honor?
Not lately.
All eyes seemed to settle upon me, and once again my heart stopped dead still. Wilbanks glared at me as he continued.
Front page stories, bloody photographs, unnamed sources, enough half-truths and innuendos to convict any innocent man.
Baggy was inching away again, and I was very much alone. Lucian stomped across the courtroom and tossed a copy up to the bench.
Take a look at this, he growled.
Lupus adjusted his reading glasses, pulled the Times up high, and sank back into his fine leather chair. He began reading, apparently in no particular hurry. He was a slow reader. At some point, my heart began functioning again, returning with the fury of a jackhammer, and I noticed my collar was wet where it rested on the back of my neck. Lupus finished the front page and slowly opened it up. The courtroom was silent. Would he toss me into jail right there? Nod to a bailiff to slap handcuffs on me and drag me away? I wasn't a lawyer. I'd just been threatened with a $1 million lawsuit by a man who had certainly filed many, and now the judge was reading my rather lurid accounts while the entire town waited for his verdict. A lot of hard glances were coming my way, so I found it easier to scribble on my reporter's pad, though I couldn't read anything I was writing. I worked hard at keeping a straight face. What I really wanted to do was bolt from the courtroom and race back to Memphis.
Pages rattled, and His Honor was finally finished. He leaned slightly forward to the microphone and uttered words that would instantly make my career. He said,
"It's very well written. Engaging, perhaps a bit macabre, but certainly nothing out of line."
I kept scribbling as if I hadn't heard this. In a sudden, unforeseen, and rather harrowing skirmish, I had just prevailed over the Pagets and Lucian Wilbanks.
"Congratulations," Baggy whispered.
Lupus refolded the newspaper and laid it down. He allowed Wilbanks to rant and rave for a few minutes about leaks from the cops, leaks from the prosecutor's office, potential leaks from the grand jury room, all of them somehow coordinated by a conspiracy of unnamed people determined to treat his client unfairly. What he was really doing was performing for the Pagets. He had lost his attempt to get bail, so he had to impress them with his zealousness. Lupus bought none of it. As we would soon learn, Lucian's act had been nothing but a smokescreen. He had no intention of moving the case from Ford County.